Hey everybody, it's Danny. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Heartway podcast, and I want to give a special thanks to those of you who are tuning in from really all over the world. We're so grateful that you are a part of our community and that you listen in on an ongoing basis. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, I want to ask you to share this with a friend. You never know the impact that one of these messages can have in another person's life. And if you yourself have been impacted and you'd like to continue to partner with us to keep this work going, check us out at heartwaychurch.com/give. Every dollar that you give goes a really long way towards helping us do what it is that we do. Well, we love you. Really hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Gabby. I'm excited to be here today with you guys, so that we can lead into our centering prayer. I know that right now a lot of fear is being instilled in us, especially being in the unknown. But I want to remind you once again that God is love. And if we bring love back into our lives and into our day-to-day, that's what we're going to experience and that's what we're going to attract. I ask you all now, please, to just let go of fear and truly allow God to come within. Allow the peace to enter you. Allow yourself to settle down. It's okay, there's things that we don't know what's gonna happen, but we know that God is always with us. We know that our faith is real, and everything is always happening for us. So let's get started. Have a comfortable seated position. Since you're at home, if you'd like to be cross-legged or sitting down, feel free, whatever is comfortable for you. But I ask that you don't lay down so that you don't fall asleep. So let's get comfortable. Bring your hands to your knees, palms facing up or down. Allow your sit bones to really ground down, allowing the spine to be long. Allow the chin to slightly come down. Now let's take a moment here. Unclench the jaw. Remove any tension from the shoulders. Feel like you're being pulled from the crown of your head, long, spacious. And together, let's bring our awareness within. Let's take a deep inhale, fill up the belly. Allow the breath to rise up the chest, shoulders go back. And then we vocally, again, slowly inhale, fill up the belly. And then exhale, release the air. Let's bring our awareness within, removing any attachments that we have, removing our attachment to our thoughts. We now are the observers behind it all. So I ask that you bring this awareness within. Bring your focus to the breath. Watch the inhale as it fills up. Follow the exhale as it comes out. Take a moment just to notice where you are at. Truly letting go now of anything that is not serving to you. Bringing your awareness back to the breath. Together, let's take another deep inhale, fill up the belly. Allowing the breath to rise. Hold the breath. And then through the nose, exhale. Beginning to breathe again in through the nose, out through the nose. Let's settle down now. Making the conscious decision to be present in this moment, to not be in the past, to not worry about the unknowns of the future. Allow yourself to be here right now with your breath. Being in this moment, in this beautiful gift that we have, that God has given us. Take a moment to honor yourself. Honoring yourself by taking the time to let go, taking the time for yourself, enjoying the peace that is settling onto you. And as we choose to be present, let's allow any emotions to come up. And you, as the awareness behind it, just watch them going in and out. So thoughts, emotions, any uncertainties that you are attached to, allow them to rise up. And as they come up, notice how you feel. Notice the attachment that you may have to fear, to the unknown. Notice to the attachment that you may have to the life that you had just a week ago. And as all of these emotions start to rise up, I want you to imagine them as a cord. And this long cord is holding the weight of the attachments that you are holding on to. Visualize them now. Not only visualizing, but really feel the weight of the attachment that you are holding on to. And I want you now, as you're visualizing it, to take a deep inhale. This time slowly, like you're breathing through a straw. Inhale in. Hold the breath. When you're ready to cut the cord and let it go, you exhale. And as you release the cord, as you release the breath, I want you to feel light. Notice now that there is no shackles on you. There is no weight holding you down. Now it is just you, free, light, spacious, open and available to receive God's love. Take a moment to sit with this now. Take a moment to just go deep within, bringing your attention back to the breath. And as you sit here, know that this very moment is a blessing. That everything in life is happening for a reason. That our trust, our faith is always in a God, always in our favor. Don't allow fear and doubt to shake your core. Instead, find peace in the stillness that God is asking of us now. Slowly bringing your awareness back to the breath, watching the inhale, following the exhale. Know that this peace is your true state of being. Know that you are the loving awareness behind all the thoughts, behind all of the attachments, behind all of the titles that we hold on our day-to-day life. You are so much more than the things that you do. God is asking you now to be still with Him, to settle down the mind, to settle down the body, and bring the awareness back to the breath, opening up space to allow God's love to enter. Know that you are always protected, always loved. You are always worthy, full of purpose. Together slowly, take a deep inhale. And then exhale. I ask you now one more time. Choose to let it go. choose now to surrender to God, to surrender to what is, and find peace in that. As you slowly begin to deepen the breath, bringing your awareness back, maybe moving the fingers. Let's bring our left hand to our heart. Bring your right hand to your stomach, and I want you to sit up tall. Breathe in and fill up the belly, allowing the breath to rise. And as you exhale, feel the heart beating. You are alive. You are here now. You are full of purpose and intention. Take a moment to just honor your breath now, to honor your stillness, to honor this connection that you've made with God. Whenever you are ready, gently releasing the hands down, we take just one more breath, inhaling in, exhale, gently opening up the eye. May love, peace, and grace always be with you. Namaste, my friends. Amen. Much love to you all. Have a great day.
Good morning, everybody. So glad that we are able to connect online today with each and every one of you. You know, it's very interesting. Everybody's at home. Everybody's practicing social distancing. And yet it feels like we are at a moment in time when human beings are becoming more connected than ever. You know, this crisis is something that bypasses all of our tribal boundaries. It bypasses race, it bypasses gender, it bypasses politics, it bypasses religion. This is something that all of us as human beings together are experiencing. It's a collective suffering that we are carrying, which means that this is an opportunity for us collectively to choose love over fear. What an opportunity we have to show our solidarity with each other, regardless of how different we may be. What an opportunity to be able to see God in one another, to see ourselves in each other, to see others in ourselves. Now is not the time to blame anybody, to point our fingers at anybody, to be selfish and hoard things for ourselves. This is a moment in which God is calling us to move outside of ourselves in love and solidarity and compassion and generosity with all other people. You know, it's interesting because I got a couple of phone calls earlier this week around Tuesday, Wednesday with some people who were waiting to hear what I had to say about all of this. And they were expressing to me in very blunt terms, Danny, we need Heartway. We need your messages. And I'm grateful that Heartway can provide this kind of spiritual nourishment to people week in and week out. But the reality of the matter is everything that I teach, everything that I communicate is about you coming to the recognition that you don't need a teacher because the Spirit of God is your teacher and the Spirit lives within you. Everything that I teach is about the fact that you don't need church because your body is the very temple of God. Your heart is the Spirit's sanctuary. There's a mystic from our tradition. Her name is Saint Elizabeth, Elizabeth of the Trinity. And she has this wonderful quote where she says, I have found heaven on earth because heaven is God and God is in my soul. See, if there's anything that we're learning right now in this time, It's that anything we look to outside of ourselves for a sense of safety and security can be taken from us in an instant. It can crumble and dissipate and disappear at the blink of an eye. How much more disappointment do we need to experience as human beings? How much more suffering do we need to experience as human beings before we finally come to recognize that the world really has nothing to offer to us? The peace that so many of us are looking for, this isn't something that you find outside of yourself. Peace is what you have within you. Peace is what you are. Peace is your God-given right as a child of God. It's the very essence of your being. It's simply a matter of putting into practice what it is that we already know. One of the central themes of all of my messages is this idea of practicing the presence of God. Practicing the presence of God. It's also central to the New Testament message. We're constantly being encouraged to live our lives in union with God, to remain connected to God. Jesus in the Gospel of John has this wonderful teaching where he says, "Remain in me and I will remain in you." Well, when Jesus says, "Remain in me," he's not saying to remain in him momentarily. When Jesus says remain in me, he's not saying to remain in him every once in a while. Remain in him for a few minutes when you wake up in the morning. Or remain in me every Sunday for an hour when you go to a worship service. Now, when Jesus says remain in me, he's talking about remaining in him permanently. Remaining in him habitually. Remaining in him consistently. That word remain in the Gospel of John, or the word abide, literally means to make your home in. The invitation is for us to make our home in God's love, to make our home in the grace of God, to make our home in the peace and joy that God offers to us. That's something that we get to do both when times are good and when times are bad. Everything is our spiritual practice. Every interaction, every moment in our life is a moment that we get to encounter God, a moment that we are able to commune with God from the depths of our soul. This is why in the scriptures, God is often referred to as our refuge. God is that place of safety for us when everything around us is chaotic. Another word that's used is fortress. God is our fortress. That's like a military term. A fortress, think about like a military camp where it's almost impossible to get in there and to do anything if you're on the outside because it's guarded so well, it's protected so well. God is our fortress. God is who we run to in these moments for our safety and security. There's really nowhere else to go. In the Hebrew scriptures, there are several moments, especially in the prophets, when there's this phrase that's used. It says, "The word of the Lord came to so-and-so." So the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel. And what's fascinating to me is that these messages from God to the prophets would always come in moments of crisis. These messages from God to his people would always come in moments when there was national catastrophe that was happening, when everything was up in flames, when life was just a mess. So I can't help in a moment like this to ask the question, what is God saying to us? What is God saying to us right now? I'm not saying that God causes suffering just to teach us things. But what I am saying is that God utilizes everything, especially suffering, to reveal himself to us in deeper and deeper ways and to show us to ourselves. And so we are living right now in a very teachable moment. I was watching a pastor on Instagram Live earlier this week, very influential pastor. And there was somebody who commented on there and they said, "Hey, thank you. We need pastors to tell us what God is saying and how we should proceed." And I thought to myself, no. You need to listen to what God is saying so that you can know how you're supposed to proceed in this moment for yourself. God has a word that God wants to speak to you, a personal word directly to you. And your receptivity to that, your ability to open up your heart and listen for that word in the depths of your soul as you quiet your mind, as you live your life and surrender to God, and you act on the word that God gives to you, that's where your peace is going to come from. That's what's going to anchor you in these moments when everything around you is going a little crazy. So what is God saying to you? I know for myself, the message I feel that God is communicating to my heart is not to get distracted by the noise. Don't get too distracted by the noise. You know, our minds are always wanting to be stimulated more and more and more, especially now that all of us are forced kind of to be online and on social media, and some of us feel like we're forced to be glued to the TV and watching the news. Our minds are always seeking to be stimulated. But my question is knowledge and information really going to fix any of our problems? Is knowing more things, getting more stats, gonna do anything about the lack of peace that we're experiencing in our heart? Isn't wisdom the main thing that human beings need right now in this moment? And where does wisdom come from? Wisdom comes from above. Wisdom comes from God, which means wisdom is found in stillness, in silence, when I can listen to what the Spirit is saying within me. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus shares this wonderful story, a parable about a wise man and a foolish man who build their houses on strong foundation and not so strong foundations. He says, "Everybody who listens to my words and acts on them is like a wise person who builds their house on the foundation of a solid rock. So when the storms come and the winds blow and the waves come crashing, that house remains in place because it was built on something sturdy. On the other hand, everybody who listens to my words and ignores them and does not act on them, they are like a foolish person who builds their house on sand. And so when the storm comes and the wind blows and the waves start crashing in, that house crumbles because its foundation is not secure." Hardship has a way of showing to us how stable and secure our foundation really is. This is a moment when everything is being shaken up. The economy is being shaken up. People's health is being shaken up. Our financial status is being shaken up. Everything is being shaken up. Well, the New Testament teaches us that we should be grateful because we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. God has given to you as a gift unshakable faith, unshakable love, unshakable joy, unshakable peace. And so the more you learn how to build your life on that firm foundation of God's presence, the more you will be able to be a non-anxious presence, a calm presence in these times of trouble and need. Now, I know for a lot of us, we may be thinking, that sounds like so far off. How could I ever remain calm? How could I not worry? How could I not be anxious? How can I not be in a state of fear? And if that's you, that's totally okay too. Because in your weakness, God shows himself strong. In fact, it's not until you're able to admit your weakness and work through those weaknesses that you truly come to this place of strength of which I'm speaking. Because it's really not my strength, it's God's strength through me. It's really not my love, it's God's love through me. It's really not me giving peace to myself, it's God's peace embedded within me. How do we cultivate that? How do we maintain that? I think it's important for us to constantly be feeding our faith, to be feeding and nourishing our souls. And when I say faith, by the way, I don't mean believing that God is going to answer all of our prayers exactly the way that we want God to. When I talk about faith, what I'm talking about is an unwavering trust in God. It's a handing over of our life into the hands of God. My life is yours. My life is in your hands. It's constantly reminding ourselves of God's beauty, God's goodness, God's truth, God's love. The scriptures say nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God that has been given to us in Christ. In the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel has this wonderful vision, and there's a scroll that appears before him, and the scroll contains the very words of God. And in this vision, God tells Ezekiel to eat the scroll, consume it, make it a part of you. For me, that's such a beautiful metaphor and symbol of the necessity for us to consume ourselves with God, to fill our minds with God's goodness and God's beauty, to keep our minds in the presence of God, which is really our mind seeing reality for what it truly is. Anything else other than seeing the presence of God is seeing something that is not real. It's seeing an illusion. Love is real, and every loving thought is true. Everything else is just a call for help. The great Stoic philosopher, Marcus Aurelius, has this wonderful quote. He says, "An infected mind is much more dangerous than any plague or virus, because the latter can only destroy your body, but the former can destroy your character." You understand that? An infected mind, more dangerous than any virus, because a virus just affects you, the shell of who you are. But an infection in here affects the essence, the core, the inside, your character, how you're presenting yourself in this world. And so one of the ways that I like to keep my mind in the presence of God is by practicing something called affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer is the assertion of faith. It's when someone prays by asserting their faith, knowing that what it is they are seeking is what they already possess. So the basis of this is found in Jesus' teaching on prayer, when he says, "When you ask for anything in my name, believe that you have already received those things and they will be given to you." So affirmative prayer functions off of the premise that God is always working everything out for our good, despite what things may seem to appear like on the surface level. So affirmative prayer sounds something like, "God, today I am stepping into your peace. God, in the midst of sickness, I affirm your healing. God, I know that you are leading me and guiding me and that you are opening up new opportunities for me." See, this kind of prayer, this kind of faith-filled prayer awakens you to yourself. It awakens you to who you truly are in God. It reminds you of your deepest and your truest identity. There's a parable about Jesus in several of the Gospels. It's a story about Jesus walking on the water. And in one of these stories, his disciples are on a boat and there's a storm that comes. Everybody's worried. Everybody's freaking out. They see Jesus walking on the water. Jesus calls out to them and he asks one of his disciples, Peter, to step out into the water and to come to him. That sounds scary. Peter, with a very strong act of courage, decides to take a step off of the boat and onto the water. And like Jesus in this story, he begins to walk on water. And the scriptures say that as long as Peter was looking at Jesus, he was able to continue walking on water. The moment he took his eyes off of Jesus onto the wind and the waves around him, he began to sink. Beautiful thing is, as Peter was sinking, in the same way that it works with us, when we're sinking too, because we're listening and putting our attention off of God and truth onto the commotion of the world, God extends his hands to us in order to lift us back up to that place of peace and wholeness and healing. So my question for you today is, what are you focusing on? What are you looking at? The only message that I have for you is the same message that I've always had and the only message that I will continue to have. Look to God. More importantly, look to God within your soul. Because the more rooted you can become in the reality of God and the experience of God's love within yourself, the more you allow that to change everything about the way you see and perceive reality, the more help you will be able to be in other people during times of need. I'll wrap up with just one last story. It comes from the Sufi tradition. And it's about a very wise woman who lived generations ago in a small village. She lived in a hut. And one day there was a man who was walking by her hut. And this man was a friend of the wise woman. And he noticed that it was a beautiful day outside. I mean, the sun was shining. There was a light breeze. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too humid. It was just perfect. And the birds were singing their songs. Everything was just right. And so he goes into the hut. And he visits the wise woman and he says, hey, don't you see how beautiful of a day it is outside? Why don't you come outside and enjoy this beautiful morning with us? And the wise woman just starts laughing. And she looks at him and she says, don't you get it? Outside is creation. But inside is the creator. Outside, it's a beautiful morning. But how much more beautiful is it to experience the God who created every morning? The birds are singing their songs, and those songs are lovely. But how much lovelier is the song of God within the heart? And then she says, when are you going to be done with the outside? Why don't you come in? Why don't you come in? That's the invitation from God to us. In this moment when everything on the outside is in a state of chaos and we're kind of forced to stay in, I think what the Spirit is saying to us is, come gladly. Why don't you come in? Listen to me in the depths of your soul, and you will find everything that you need to make it through whatever difficulty you may find yourself in. Let me pray for you. God, in this moment, all of us as a community, we come before you and we release our lives into your hands. We surrender again to you. We're so grateful that you are with us, even in the midst of hardship and suffering. We trust that you are going to guide us through this, that you are walking with us every step of the way, and that we are not alone. We look to you for our healing. We look to you to bring us wholeness. And we look to you to give us the comfort, the only comfort that in this moment can satisfy our souls. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week.